So hello and welcome. This is Erica Glessing. You're here with me today on the Erica Glessing Show, where you receive 8 minutes of daily inspiration from entrepreneurs and lightworkers. My guest today is so insanely special. She has changed my world just by being herself. Her name is Natalie Krishna. Welcome, Natalie.
Oh, thank you for having me, Erica. You have definitely
having you. You know, I have to keep introducing you a little bit. Natalie is a number one best-selling author. She is a gifted healer, and she has changed her life from what's the name of that one chapter? From farm wife to farm wife. Loved it. So welcome, Natalie.
Yeah, thank you for having me.
You know, we were just chatting before we got on this recording about what it takes to really choose for you and how that's such a different thing. And it's not something we're generally raised in. Why don't you just tell me a little bit about your knowing on that topic?
I think my number one thing I would say is follow your knowing. Whatever that looks like, even if it means going against absolutely everything you know, absolutely like everything that people have projected at you and told you you should be doing, because whenever you do that, you will create literally beyond what you'd ever imagined possible. It might not look like it might start when you're small and you're doing things because you're supposed to fit in and you're supposed to. That's kind of I find when we start listening to other people. is we take on other people's beliefs. And then maybe when you're a little bit bigger, it's like, well, now you're supposed to get married. You're supposed to have kids. But maybe your plan was really wanting to travel the world and you wanted to, not that having kids wouldn't be fabulous, but you would make maybe a bigger contribution in traveling the world, or it would light you up because your energy would just be like, boom, you're doing what you love and you're inspiring other people.
Right.
Yeah, and
so I have to stop you. I am cracking up because your shoes are starting to ask to be talked about. I mean, they really have a personality, and I don't know anyone who has shoes the way that Natalie has shoes. In fact, that's going to be in another book, and it's really quite magic. I just think it's there's just really no one else I know so far in my own personal group of people that has it going on with shoes the way Natalie does. And I just want to have you share a little bit of this genesis where you were able to have some of the most fabulous shoes in the world in your own closet. Like you've been willing to do that, and just take us through that. And what is that magic for you?
Okay. Well, shoes is a whole other shoes. I have always been drawn to shoes. Again, I follow that when I was little, I always loved heels. I was not supposed to wear them. My family lived in like sweatpants and that. They weren't really into that. But when I got bigger and got to choose for myself, I'd always love shoes, but I'd get them from like cheap stores, like wherever I could, like anything basically. And then one day I was walking, I was just enjoying myself, feeling good. And I was walking and I found my first ever department store. And I'd only heard of Jimmy Choo's and stuff like that. And Christian Louboutins and stuff from Sex and the City. Before that, I didn't even know where you could get them. Like, I just thought they were all available in New York. Like that was the only place in this entire world.
In New York to have them.
Yeah. And that was never going to happen for me. So I just was like, oh, but I was walking one day and I swear the moment I stepped my foot into a pair, they were Manolo Blahniks. And the moment I stepped my foot in it, it up-leveled my entire life. Like it literally, I went from having a regular vehicle, not that that one wasn't fabulous, but getting my first Range Rover, then my second Range Rover and getting my dream house and getting my third vehicle, fourth vehicle. Like it up-leveled everything. That magic, by including that magic and adding that to my day-to-day life that honestly was life-changing. And it still is, like the more big things.
When you walk into the room, like you can still feel the shoes talking to people.
Yeah, yeah.
Having little happy conversations.
Yeah.
What shoes are you wearing today?
Actually, today I'm wearing a pair of classic black boots.
Oh!
Just because... Just because.
Canada.
Yeah, Canada. But they're still cute. I made sure they're still cute.
So if I'm an entrepreneur and I'm kind of starting out, what's a tool or something I can have to kind of start transforming my life in these sort of luxurious and ways that serve both me and the people I help?
I think first would be, before you can even serve the people you help, you've got to be in a good vibe. So I would definitely follow the lightness. Add something to your life that just brings joy. For me, it was shoes. But before that, I didn't have a lot of money. So I used to really, I really love Buddha. I spent a lot of time in meditation. So it started with me going to the dollar store and getting a little dollar Buddha. And just seeing that every day was like, it raised my vibration, just being in that. And then I would add a candle and I would add essential oils. So I slowly added more and more. And I just, that invitation made me feel good. And then I would also, that also helped with my clientele. Yeah. Like I would just, yeah, I was in a good mood and that contributed to, and spread out. Yeah, that would be my big thing, is add something to your life today that invites that luxuriness into it. Like whatever that is for you, it could be essential oils, it could be whatever it is that lights you up. I would definitely invite it.
When did you know that you were going to be working in sort of the healing modalities? Like what was it that kind of showed you that you had a gift with healing?
I think actually when I was really young, my family used to think I was actually really weird because I was like 5, 6, 7, 8 years old and it continued on. They thought I'd grow out of it. I was talking to animals and plants and I was like, oh mom, they have energy. They're telling you to like open up and to, you know, I was saying all this stuff and I think they thought I grew out of it. And I got into the beauty thing was the first thing I did. I got into the beauty industry and it was just more for, I wanted to feel, it was something I'd always wanted to play in. I just felt like if you felt beautiful, you kind of were just feeling better, more confident about yourself. And so I started in that, but I noticed when I was working with people, it wasn't quite enough. I wanted people to feel good from the inside.
Yeah.
So I wanted the inside to match all as well the outside. And that's when the healing stuff really started. Like it started with Reiki and energy work. Cause I wanted them to feel good. And then I found that radiated out. Aww. Just, yeah.
Well, you know, I am so joyful to be publishing you. So stay tuned. The book, The Energy of Magic is on the forefront. And Natalie wrote a beautiful chapter about shoes. And I'm not sure what else we have in store, but it's going to be exciting. So just keep watching Natalie and hang out with her if you'd like to transform your life. You know, if you're ready, change your life. Go hang out with Natalie. I kind of missed it. Plus, you might find yourself having better shoes. You never know. Natalie, how can we reach you?
You can reach me just at my website. That's www.nataliekrishna.com or Facebook, Instagram, Snapchat. And that's all just my name, Natalie Krishna.
Okay. Love it. Thanks for coming.
Yay. Yeah, thank you.